All right, welcome everyone. We're going to get started now on today's graduate call. Today's topic is how to create a value proposition and what that is. And basically, it's the message that is going to, you know, differentiate you and help you separate yourself from the other from the competition out there, and why it's so important to do that, and how it helps you make more money using your website on the internet. So, the star five prompt there on your telephone will mute you, and if you have any questions, just press star five again, and then you can ask questions during the call, and I'm happy to answer them. We'll discuss them during the conversation here today, and so we'll get started with that. So it's a very exciting topic because, I mean, the bottom line is people all over the globe want to make money with their website. And if it's not a hobby, and if it's a business-oriented type of site and you want to make money, then this is one of the very first things that you got to have clear on your website. And so we're going to go over what that is, what a value proposition is, some examples, what are some awesome sites that do it great, and some sites that are doing horrible, so you can kind of see the difference. If you're on a computer right now, that's best because then you can pull up the website examples that I'll share with you, and we can go over them step by step. Yeah, but so let's get started here. So the very first thing is that what is a value proposition? Okay, a value proposition is the number one thing that determines whether people will bother reading more about your product or your website, or else hit the back button. Okay, or else go away. You got usually about 5 seconds to get people's attention when people come to your website. If they're not understanding what you do and what you're about, or what you can do for them, then they're not going to hunt around for that. Okay, you need to tell them right off the bat. So it's the main thing that you need to test as well. Okay, you don't usually. I mean, you need to come up with some type of statement that tells people what you do and why you're in business. But you also need to test it. So when you present your value proposition statement, the message that tells people what you're about, you want to cycle through, test different topics out, and see which ones people respond more to. And we'll get into that as well. The very last element of today's call, we'll go over some of the methods that you can implement to find out the better statement to use that people are more receptive to. And that people take action after they see it. Okay, so once you get this value proposition statement right, it's going to be a huge boost for you with your business. Okay. So the less known your company is, okay, the better value proposition you need. All right. So one example is if you're selling iPads or Apple products, those are really common. People know what they are, right? Yeah, but if people don't know what you're selling and who you are yet, then it's even more critical that you have a clear, powerful value proposition in place. Okay? There's a number of websites, as I mentioned earlier, that we're going to review and share with you here today so you can refer to. But the major conclusion is that the people who are missing a value proposition on their statement come short, okay, and they don't perform as well online, and they don't see as many sales and interaction. They don't see as much interaction with people and engagement, and the bottom line is the growth of your business because you're helping people out. So this is one of the major reasons that you got to get this in place is because it helps people out. Okay, you're in business to solve people's problems and help them out. So this is how you do it initially, being clear about who you are and what you're going to do for people. So does anyone have any questions yet? If you do, like I said, just press star 5 and unmute yourself and ask your question. If not, then I'll just move on to the next step here, okay? So we're going to talk now about the elements of your value proposition. Okay, value proposition, in essence, is a statement of value that you're going to deliver. Okay, it's the primary reason a person should buy from you. Okay, why should they buy from you? If you were to look at your website right now, or even think of the website that you're going to build, in whichever case you're in right now, then think about that question, okay? Because it's very, very critical. When people come to your site, why would they want to buy from you, or why would they want to do business with you? And it should be a very persuasive statement. Hey, you do business with me because, and then you can explain how your product solves their problem, okay, or improves their situation, which is the relevancy. Okay, when they come to your site, they're looking for a relevant solution for their issue or a goal. And so when you present your statement, and we'll get into some examples here, it should tell them, hey, this is how I, this is who I serve, or this is who I help, and this is how I do it, primarily. This is what I'm in business for. Okay, the second element is it delivers a specific benefit or benefits. Okay, this is quantified value. Ultimately, people are in it for themselves. They want to know what's in it for them when they come to your site. And depending on the industry you're in or the niche that you're in, it will depend on how you present this and who you're serving. But you got to think about, well, what are the core benefits that they can gain or enjoy as a result of working with you? Okay, and then the third element of your value proposition is it tells your ideal customer. Okay, your ideal customer is the person that is going to basically pay you. Okay, your ideal customer is the people who are going to, I guess, not just pay you, but the people who have the money to buy your product or service. And the user, the customer and the user could be two different people, but sometimes they're one and the same. So, but the ideal customer, you got to speak to them. Okay, why should they buy from you and not from the competition? Okay, this is unique differentiation. Why are you different? Okay, so you have to present your value proposition as the first thing that visitors see on your site, and it should be visible on all major entry points of the site. Okay, so that's usually, the major entry point of the site on the homepage, anyways, is right up at the top, which is your header. And usually the header loads or is presented on every page all throughout your website. Not necessarily all the time, but it should be. Okay. So just keep that in mind. It's not just on the home page. It's also throughout your site, so people can understand what you do and, once again, experience the outcome of enjoying this value proposition, which is what's in it for them, how you can serve them. Okay, so the three major elements, as I talked about, is you're explaining the problem you're going to solve for them, then second, the benefits, and then third, the why. Why should they do business with you, okay? Okay, a value proposition is for real people to understand. Okay, this is not for search engines primarily. Okay, this is number one, first and foremost, for people. So when people come to your site, these are real human beings that are looking at your statement, your message, and it needs to communicate that message clearly to their minds. So here's a here's an example of what a proposition is not supposed to be like, okay? A revenue-focused marketing, automation, and sales effectiveness solutions unleash collaboration through the revenue cycle. Like, yeah, that was almost Chinese, right?
Yep.
Didn't quite understand what that is all about. I have no idea. Okay, that's not what a value proposition statement is, okay? You wouldn't be able to explain that at all, to your friends, and they wouldn't even understand what the offer is or how they would benefit. Okay, so those meaningless jargon propositions are abundant out there in the world on websites. Okay, they pack full of all these cool words, but it doesn't deliver the meaning and what really is at the core of serving your customer. Okay, so you want to avoid bland, boring, confusing statements. Okay, you want to avoid those at all costs. What you do want to do is you obviously want to use the right language.
P, I got P.
Okay, so you want to use the right language, and your value proposition needs to be in the language of the customer. Okay, that's what we're defining right as. Okay, when we say right language is not what you think, it's what your customers think. It should join the conversation that's already going on up in their minds. Okay, so in order to do that, you need to know the language of your customer. You need to know what they're thinking about. You need to be able to describe your offering and how they can benefit from it. Okay? And we're going to be getting into some examples here, but you're speaking in their language, okay, and you're speaking in terms of their thought patterns. Okay, because right when they get to your site, you want them to immediately think up in their mind, oh, that's exactly what I want. Okay? So you can't just guess what the language is. You got to find out by speaking with people. I mean, initially, if you're if you have no idea whatsoever, you haven't spoken with anyone at all, then the internet makes it really easy to speak with people. You can go on Facebook, and we'll get into other strategies to speak with people through paid advertising and blogging and in-person discussion and so forth. There's a lot of other methods, but you may have to do a little bit of guessing to start off with if you're just brand new to your website, but you want to avoid having to guess, if at all possible. Okay, you want to speak with people, understand what their fears and dreams are, what their challenges are, so you can reflect this when they come to your site. Okay, so like I said, the answers are outside of the office. They're outside of where you're at. Okay, you got to get up there and interview your customers and find it out, or use, social media, like Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and those are all excellent outlets to immediately get in contact with people. You can join groups, through Yahoo groups. You can join groups through Facebook too, really easily. It's free. You just search for groups and start talking with people, ask questions, or even join in on questions that people are asking. And you can find out really fast what people are discussing, okay, and the different topics of interest or the different niche businesses that you're running or want to run. Okay, so what the value proposition is not, okay? I shared one example earlier, but it's also not a slogan or a catchphrase, okay? This example here I'm about to share is not a value proposition. Okay, so if just real quick, if you don't have any questions, just take your phone and put on mute, which is *5, so we can block out any background noise, okay? Okay, so it's not a catchphrase or a slogan, okay? Like L'Oreal, because we're worth it. Okay, that's a slogan or a catchphrase. Okay, that's not a value proposition. Okay, it's also not a positioning statement. Okay, this is an example of a value this is an example of a positioning statement. America's number one bandage brand. Okay, heals the wounds fast, heals the hurt faster. Okay, that's a positioning statement. They're positioning themselves as the number one bandage brand out there in America, and their statement of healing wounds faster and healing the hurt faster. Okay, that's not a value proposition either. Okay, so we're going to go over what it is now, okay, in more depth. Okay, positioning statement is a subset of value proposition. It's not the same thing, okay, like I said. So it's not an element of positioning who you are. It's more a matter of these elements we're going to go over, okay? So it usually consists of a block of text, a headline, and then a subheadline, and then one paragraph of text. And you combine that headline and subheadline with a paragraph of text, those three things, with like a visual or even a photo, okay? So a hero shot or a graphic, some type of photo that supports what you just really presented in text, okay? So the headline, let me teach you what the value proposition statement should start off with in your headline. And keep in mind there's not any really perfect way of going about this, okay? There's the principles involved with this, which I'm going over right now. So I just suggest starting off with the following formula. The very first thing is you write down the headline, which is an end benefit offering. Okay, just in one short sentence, can you mention the product and or the customer? Okay, this is your attention grabber in your headline. What's the end benefit they're really looking for? Are they looking for what? Okay, exactly. Maybe more happiness or less frustration or a more specific type of result in their particular circumstance. But you're tying this in with what they're thinking and what they're going through. Another way of thinking about this is thinking about a life scenario that they're going through. Okay, so if you think about the value proposition that you're presenting here, you're tying it into what they're going through in their life, and the headline is the very first thing that they see. Okay, what's the end benefit that you're offering in one short sentence, and can you mention the product and or the customer in that sentence? Okay, it gets their attention. Okay, now the subheadline, okay, right below that, is your 2-3 sentence paragraph. It's a specific example or explanation of what you do or offer, okay, for whom and why is it, why it's useful. Okay, so explain why they should even be there in the first place. Okay, it's explaining to them, this is for you and this is why the site or this is why this product is going to help you out in your life. If you're selling an ebook or if you're selling an audio program or a membership or an actual tangible product, whatever the case may be, explain it and let them know. But you got to keep in mind, once again, the rule of thumb I said earlier, which is if it's well known, if people already know out there in the world what the product is you're selling, then you don't really need to explain this too much. Okay? So this is primarily geared for people who are selling products or services that people don't know a lot about, that it's not in the mainstream. Okay? Okay, now the third thing that you present in your value proposition is some bullet points of the key benefits or features of what your product or service is. Okay, and then the fourth element is a visual, some type of image that communicates to them in the mind. We can understand what people are saying a lot faster when people are presenting images. Okay, images speak 1,000 words, as they say. So show the product, show the picture of the hero, or show the picture of an image that reinforces your main message and supports the text that you present. Okay, so evaluate your current value proposition by checking whether it answers the following questions. Okay, first, what product or service is your company selling? Okay, and then the second is, what is the end benefit of using it? Okay, and then third is, who is your target customer for this product or service? Okay, who specifically is going to be using this? Is it going to be elderly people, grandma and grandpa, or is it going to be parents or teenagers or, you know, users like babies, you know, binkies? who exactly is going to be using it? Okay, and then the fourth is what makes your offer unique and different? And why is it different from all the other ones out there? And you got to understand who your competition is to be able to answer that question satisfactorily. So this also implies that you know who your competition is. You understand the space that you're in and with your business. Okay, so there we go. Okay, those four major elements. Okay, so use the headline, paragraph, bullets, visual formula, okay, to structure your answers. Now, we're going to talk about now how to create a winning value proposition, how to get that in place. You can be, just rock and roll with your site and do a great job in serving your customers. So as I mentioned earlier, it's a statement that's super clear. Okay, what is it, for whom, and how is it useful? If those questions are answered, then you're on the right path. So always strive for clarity first. Always make things as clear as possible. Okay, if your value proposition makes people go, what? Or, okay, you're doing it wrong. Okay, people shouldn't have to guess or hunt around to find out what you're doing. They just won't anyways. So if they have to read a whole essay about understanding who you are and what your offering is, then you're still doing it wrong. Okay, to do it right, make it clear, provide those elements that we talked about earlier, clear headline, the benefits, what's in it for them, why you're different. So sufficient amount of information is, you know, important to put on there, you know, but initially you need to entice them to be interested in even working with you, just like a relationship in your life. You know, if you meet someone brand new in your life, the first thing you want to do is, you know, just break the ice and get to know the person. That's what you're doing. That's what your website is doing with a brand new person come to your site. Okay, you want to break the ice and tell them, hey, I'm speaking to you. This is why you're here, and here's the problem. Here's the benefits, and this is why I'm different. Okay, I'm not just like any other guy, or I'm not like any woman. You you know, tell them those things, okay?
Okay,
so there's a really good example, and some really good examples we're going to go over here, but some research here says, I'm just looking at some research I'll share with you, that the key challenges that companies face here is identifying effectively, their value proposition and following it by clearly communicating it. So if you're thinking that, yeah, this is kind of a challenging thing, it is. Guys, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. It can be a really challenging time coming up with your value proposition statement or statements and elements to begin with. But as you do it more and more, just like with anything else, it'll become easier. So what makes a good value proposition? Just in summary, it's clarity. It's easy to understand. It communicates the concrete results a customer will get from purchasing and using your products and services. It says how you're different. It avoids hype, like, hey, I've never seen an amazing product or a miracle product like this before. Okay, you're avoiding those types of things, and things are just outlandish or not, not believable. Okay, you're also avoiding superlatives like best or top or out of this world. Okay, you're avoiding those types of things, and you're also avoiding like business jargon, like value-added interactions. So the more down-to-earth you are, the more real you can be, real and raw. Okay, as I say, to be real, raw, and authentic. Okay.
Yeah.
Just keep it down to earth. Okay. It doesn't have to be complicated, and nor should it be complicated. Just tell them. Don't beat around the bush. Just tell them exactly what you do, why it's, what's in it for them, why you're different. Okay, and move on. Okay. So in most cases, there is a difference between the value proposition for your company and your product. Okay, and you got to address both. So here's a value proposition. I'll actually send this out to you, everyone's email here afterwards. It's just a little worksheet that you can find useful to use brainstorming your value proposition presentation, okay? So look out for that, but we're going to go over the elements right now. Okay, so how to craft your unique value proposition. The key role for the value proposition is to set you apart from the competition, okay? If you know who your competition is, and if you don't, you need to.
Me.
Okay. So then you can speak competently about the market space you're in. Okay, I know who my competition is. I know that this is what they sell. This is how they sell it. This is who they help. You understand what they're doing, and you understand what's going on out there. Okay. If you don't know what's going on out there, it's pretty tough to do this. Okay, so research, and that's on a different topic altogether, on doing your competitive analysis and researching your competition.
Yeah.
But you can find that inside of the Success Center that's calling in to us, and we can help you. But most people check out about four different options or service providers before they decide. So look at who else out there in the market space is doing what you're doing, understand your competition, and see if they're even presenting a value proposition. Now you know what it is and how to construct one. Okay, so first and foremost, you want yours to stand out. Okay, it's important to be different. It's important to stand out and tell people why you're different. Okay, so how do you make your offer unique? Okay, it's often hard to spot anything unique about your offering just on the onset. So it requires deep self-reflection and discussion. Get your friends, your family, get new people, more importantly, who haven't even seen your offer or seen your website, and ask them, and then discuss it with them and ask them feedback and say, I'm going to show you my website for the first time, and I just want you to give me feedback and tell me what you think, okay? Show that to people and discuss it with them, okay, and why they thought what they thought. Okay, this is going to help you once again a ton. With getting a clear value proposition presented. If you can't find anything, okay, you better just create something to start off with. Okay, of course, the unique part needs to be something customers actually care about. Okay, if you're not clear about what's unique, well, let's start off with something that you believe would be great for your audience, and then you can start to validate or prove your statement as you start to get feedback from people. But there's no point being unique for the sake of just being unique. Okay?
Good gosh.
So? All
right.
There's no point of being unique for the sake of being unique. Okay? Like, for example, the ball bearings inside of your bicycle are blue. Like, okay. And be be unique for a reason and present that. So all supermarkets are pretty much the same, right? Well, not really, if you really think about it. Okay, so there's a few examples that we can go over here too, but how a supermarket can be different. Okay, why? Here in we're in Utah, so there's Harmon's, there's Macy's, there's Allen's, there's Walmart. There's a lot of different, you know, grocers you can go to. But why are they different? Well, different, like Walmart, you know, they compete primarily on price, right? They want to be the cheapest. You know, Harmon's here down the street, you know, they compete on quality. You can get a lot more quality, you know, produce and foods there. So what are you going to compete on, really? And you can present that in your value proposition statement. Okay? You're different because you provide the highest quality produce on the market, you know, here in Utah. Yeah, or whatever you're going to say there. Okay, but that's just an example of uniqueness, or one element of uniqueness for a grocer. Okay, now there's two things to keep in mind and just remember is that you don't need to be unique in the whole world. Okay, you just need to be unique in the customer's mind, right? The closing of a sale takes place in a customer's mind, you know, not out in the marketplace among the competition. So it goes back to the earlier topic I was mentioning of entering into your customer's mind thought processes. Okay, if you're thinking about how, where am I going to get, you know, this to have, you know, an amazing vacation with my family in Disneyland here this next week, well then, the follow-up statement to that would be, hey, get this package here to be able to enjoy a stress-free vacation with your family at Disneyland this next week. Okay, that could be part of your value proposition. Okay, so another way of putting this is it's one of the follow-up statements to the thought or the question that your customer is having already. Okay? Okay, now here's some... boosters, as we call them, that you can add to your statement. Okay, boosters are, if you think about a booster that a kid sits in, well, it puts them higher up in the air so they can eat at the dinner table, right? So this is going to put your website higher up in the person's mind so they can be more incentivized to take action with you. Okay, it's, you know, sometimes it's the little things that really tip the decision in your favor, and the little things matter. If all major things are pretty much the same between you and your competitor's offer, and you can win by offering some value adds or these boosters. Okay, so these things work really well against competitors who don't offer them already. Okay, some of these examples are free shipping, okay, or next day shipping. You do free bonus with a purchase. Okay, you buy this product and you get a free bonus with your purchase. Okay, or you do this, download this product or download this guide and you get a free setup, okay, or you buy this product and we'll help you set it up for free, installation. Okay, another one could be there's no setup fee, okay, or no long-term contract, you can cancel any time, set up a guarantee. It could also be a license for multiple computers. Okay, some if you buy, you may have seen this on other websites where if you buy three positions or three seats, you know, you get more benefits or a lower cost. And the last three I'll probably share would be, it's better than, it's a money-back guarantee. I briefly mentioned that, but a little more in-depth, maybe a 60-day guarantee or however long. If you look at your competitors and they're not offering these things, then yeah, these are excellent. Okay, a discounted price for the product, and then customizable. It could be a custom type of result you could offer them. So you guys get the idea, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. So think of what small things you could add that wouldn't cost you much, okay, but would still be attractive to some of your buyers. You know, they may not necessarily be attractive to every single person in the world or every, because you're not targeted to every single person in the world. You're targeting to your customers, and this is what we're talking about here today. Your value proposition statement and the benefits are for your customers. Okay? So let's go through some examples here. So make sure, before we jump into the examples, I just want to put one last plug in here for the boosters. Just make sure your boosters are visible with the rest of the information you present for your value proposition, okay? Okay, so let's go through some examples here, okay? So if you were to go over to, let's say Down and Feather. Let's pull up the website here real quick. Yeah, downfeather.com. Okay, on their website, yeah, there's you immediately see there's free shipping signs on the left and the top right. Okay, those are boosters, as we talked about. Okay, so I just want to kind of point that out. You can see this those same type of booster examples on other websites too. Okay, it's tough to find a perfect value proposition example, you know, because it probably, and because it's hard to create a great one just to start off with, and you got to test these things out. So, and we find flaws or you know, room for improvement, you know, with almost any value proposition that you know, that you can come across. Okay, 'cause they're usually never set in stone. You know, you may so every 3 to 4 months or so, you know, you can cycle through depending on the information you get from your customers. They're telling you, you know, when you look at your analytics or the measurement tools that you use to see how they respond and interact with your website, you'll start to notice that there are certain things that people take action on more consistently compared to other type of statements. And that right there is what we call A-B split testing. Okay, that's what we call, it's not, you know, it's kind of a complicated type of term, but it's not. It's just A-B, you're just double, you know, you're split testing. You're comparing one version to another version. Okay, you're comparing the two, and you're presenting these two different options to people, and we'll get into that here a little bit, and how you can do that quickly. So just know there's always going to be room for improvement and when you look at other people's websites, but and we're also fully aware that, you know, when you look at the website, when you look at other people's websites, you're not the ideal customer for that website, okay? And so when you're right, critiquing other websites, you know, also got to think of that, okay? So just educationally think about their hypothesis on how they're, you know, your hypothesis, I mean, on how they're presenting that stuff. So another website that we can go to is Campaign Monitor, so it's C-A-M-P-A-I-G-N. MONITOR.com, so campaignmonitor.com. Okay, so right when we get there, it's very clear what it is and for whom, right? And at the time of this particular review, you know, it was saying email marketing software for designers and their clients, and now they changed that to say send beautiful email newsletters. Okay. When you go to their site, it tells people exactly what they do.
Telephone.
Okay, it there's a specific lead paragraph. Okay, so right below where it says "Send beautiful email newsletters," it says, "Campaign Monitor makes it easy to attract new subscribers. Send them beautiful email newsletters and see stunning reports on the results." Okay, that's what's in it for me, if I were looking at signing up for their account. Okay, and there's a nice call to action there too. You know, create a free account. It's one of the very first places that your eye naturally gravitates toward. Yeah, there's a relevant image, okay, as well. Yeah, there's example images down below of a preview or inside glimpse into the program that you could be using once you sign up. Okay.
Yeah.
And the last point, that, you know, really good comment on this is that you know, they have features of a booster. And it's 100% rebrandable. Okay, and they have testimonials down below, some social proof, Facebook, eBay, Intel. And these are all companies that use their service, it looks like. Okay, so good things. Okay, those are the good things that I'm pointing out here with this. Okay. They have a lot of excellent things going on with their value proposition there. Let's look at another website. Okay, let's go over to Stripe. stripe.com. So STRIPE.com. Okay, so stripe.com. Very first thing you see, what do you see there? It says web and mobile payments built for developers. Okay? So who is it for? For developers. What do? Web and mobile payments. Okay? So I understood that really fast. Okay, and then they have just a 2.5 liner of that.
That was good.
Yeah. You know, backup statement. It says, a set of unified APIs and tools that instantly enable businesses to accept and manage online payments. Okay, learn more about Stripe and sign up. Okay, boom. They know who they're targeting and how it benefits them, and then they can get started. Okay? And you'll notice that on the home page there, you know, they don't have to scroll down a ton. There's not a ton of information on this here, and there doesn't need to be. There's simply a clear information, piece of information about who it's for, and then it's a relevant image there that backs it up. And down below, some three major features or benefits. Okay, feature pack payments, simple pricing, natively web and mobile, and this is some of the features and benefits that back that value proposition up. Okay. So that's Stripe. And let's go to another one. Okay, this is one. This one is Geekdom. Okay. So it's a GEEKDOM. Okay, so Geekdom. Okay, so Geekdom, as soon as you get there, they changed a little bit of their presentation from the initial one that I'm looking at. But now that they've presented it on here, their statement here is, well, what is Geekdom? Okay, Geekdom is a new kind of collaborative co-working space where entrepreneurs, technologists, developers, makers, and creatives help each other build businesses and other cool things together. So it's a bit longer. It could have been right up the top, that red statement where Geekdom, the place where startups are born, it kind of blends in with the other, the red background. So I would improve that, make that stand out a bit better. But overall, they have their statement there telling who they focus in on. They focus on startups. And then that backup paragraph down below. And then when you scroll down, you can get more information about their locations and the features and benefits. So there's, you know, you see the common themes here. You see the commonalities between all these websites that we're going through, right? Okay, let's go to the next one. And this site is Evernote. So EVERNOTE.com. Right when you get there, it says, remember everything. And the sub-headline says, Evernote, apps and products make modern life manageable by letting you easily collect and find everything that matters. Put your name and put your email in for a free account and sign up. And there's a relevant image there, or relevant images. And you can scroll down, see the benefits and features. And there's some links and so forth down there and ways of connecting with them. Okay, same type of elements there. So that's pretty clear. It's a different kind of layout, but it's, overall, it's really well done, I would think. Okay, it tells a story of you know, what and how. It's easy to follow. The key features and benefits listed along with the relevant imagery. And you know, remember, everything is a good slogan, but what would probably add is a specific sub-headline underneath for improved clarity, and that's what they did a little bit later. You know, the original one wasn't there. So they did an awesome job on that. Okay. Now the next site is Square. Okay, so SQUARE, or actually SquareUp.com, or it could be Square, just redirects, but SquareUp.com. So as soon as you get there, what does it say? It says sell more with Square. Start taking payments. And they have a relevant image that really speaks more to me than sell more with Square, because if they didn't have that image showing the card swiping, then I wouldn't quite be able to tell what they are actually doing. You know, so I would add a bit of a sub-headline there. You know, instead of it just saying sell more with Square, put a 2 or 3 liner underneath that, and it would provide more clarity, wouldn't it? But they also have, you know, down below, just like many other sites that do really well, they have benefits. They sell on the go. That's a benefit. They sell in store and sell online. These are all things that you can do with Square. You can take it around. It's mobile.
Square here.
And so it's a very clear headline, benefit and action-oriented subheadline. It could be there. They need to put that there. And then key benefits, clear listed, the relevant image, and what's missing is the comparison with the competition. And so let's go to another one here, Meeting Burner. So this one is Meeting, M-E-E-T-I-N-G, then Burner, B-U-R-N-E-R.com, meetingburner.com. So Meeting Burner immediately conveys their message as webinars and screen sharing made awesome. And the subheadline, host your next webinar or meeting for up to 10 people absolutely free with a full-featured Meeting Burner account. There's no installation required. Continue. Pretty clear. Yeah, there's no confusion there whatsoever. So that's awesome. Yeah, headline's clear. Text paragraph is clear and concise. The comparison, looks like the comparison down here below, and there's not really a comparison of why they're unique or different. Yeah, that would be good to put. And that's pretty much about it on that one. So the last one I would share with you would be over at preyproject.com. So P-R-E-Y project.com. P-R-E-Y project.com. Okay, so as soon as you're there, it says, the party is over for thieves. Okay, and the subheadline, Prey lets you keep track of your laptop, phone, and tablet whenever missing, whether you're in a town or abroad. Okay, open source, proven software with hundreds of documented recoveries all around the world. Okay, download now. Okay, and there's a list of 8 benefits / features down below that people can go and read and understand with images, which are excellent. And then down below, there's in the footer, New York Times, this is just the social proof, the clients they work with or clients that probably use the service. And there's service or the social networking buttons down below. Okay, so that one right there has a lot of the same elements once again, but I would also include maybe boosters in this one, like some type of, I guess in the earlier one they didn't do that, and now they did, but so that's good. So they've made some improvements since we've been reviewing this as of recently. And so why they're different, okay, it would be also one of those things they could put on here. So hopefully these examples have been helpful in helping you get a clear idea of what a value proposition statement is and why it's so important and how it's helped other people out. Okay, so those are some awesome examples of value proposition statements and presentations that are great. Now we're going to go over some that are poor, so you can kind of see the difference. You can compare. Okay, so and this one here. Let's go over to Cloudflare. So CloudFlare.com.
Okay. Got it.
So Cloudflare.com. As soon as you get there, it doesn't tell me what they do. Give us 5 minutes and we'll supercharge your website. What does that mean? You have to click on it and watch a long video. If you were to compare this to the other ones, you don't understand exactly what it is. And how it's and who it's even for, Okay, so that's a bad example. Okay, we're not going to just rely on video to do the job. If someone has to click on that to really understand who you are, some people, believe it or not, they wouldn't even know to click on that little button to watch the video. So you just got to spell it out and follow those good examples earlier, but that's a bad example of a value proposition. Okay, it's awful clarity. We'll supercharge your website. Nobody's going to understand what that means. Okay, the meaning of that. So what? Okay, so the second example, bad example, is continuumfinancial.net. So Continuum, Continuum, financial.net. Okay, so this site here is a really confusing site. You know, it said there's no proper value proposition in place at all. I mean, who in the world is this for? Like, whoa, you know, there's so much text on here that I have no idea what this is, who this is for and why I should even care. Moving on, I'm going to back this site, you know. The readability is extremely poor. You know, the text for reading, it's super challenging to read. And for a lot of people, it should be at least 14 pixels. This is like 11 or 12. And for a lot of people, it's going to be a bit smaller to read and difficult for people to understand that. So don't ever waste your precious attention on useless headlines like "Welcome to your website." Okay, just bag that stuff. It's, you know, just junk that. It's useless. Okay, obviously they wouldn't be there if they, they feel welcome already. They're there. Okay, what are you going to do for them? So, have you ever seen a website where the visitors are not welcome? I mean, you know, they're welcome already. That's why you want them to come. So just avoid that stuff. It's useless. Okay.
Hey.
And the text is all about them. Okay, when you look at that site, it's not oriented towards the customer. It's we have this, we offer this. It's all
sure.
Them. Okay, it's a more of a selfish site. It's not a service-oriented site. Okay, and there's a boatload of jargon that's just useless. And the image is relevant, but it's a bit cheesy stock photo. Okay, use a more authentic image. Okay, so to wrap this up here, over the next 10 minutes here, we're going to go over how to test your value proposition. Okay, so you definitely have to test your value proposition. It's not good enough, just like I said earlier, to put one statement in there and think that you're going to be good forever and that people are going to always take action right when they see it. So the very first point in testing your value propositions, plural, okay, value propositions, is A-B testing. You're always having at least two comparisons that you're testing against. Okay? So the best way is to craft two candidates or more if you have like a ton of traffic coming to your site already, and then split test them. So ideally, you'd measure sales conversions for the most accurate results. But if that's not possible, then lead conversion or even click-throughs will do. So what I mean by that is if you have Google Analytics on your website, Google Analytics is a tool that you can sign up for free. You go to google.com/analytics. And there's also other excellent tracking systems out there, like StatCounter and RealTime, like Clicky, GetClicky.com. Those all are systems that provide you real-time feedback on your website. You can see people moving their mouse on your site, and it provides what we call a heat map and instantaneous results on what's going on with people coming on your site. You know, where they move the mouse, how long they spin on there, if they scroll down, what buttons they clicked on. Okay, those are all very important pieces of information to understand so you can make better educational decisions on presenting better information to them. Okay? So if they were to come to your website, and they are spending, let's say, 2 seconds on there, they just jump right off. Well, there's nothing really there to keep them put. You know, there needs to be some information or some steps and value to present to them to tell them, hey, this is for you, and this is the next step to take, following the elements of a value proposition that we talked about earlier. And so as long as you're speaking to them, then you can use these measurements such as time. If they're not spending a lot of time or if they're not spending the proper amount of time on the page to be able to take action, then you know that that's feedback that can help you out with developing a more clear statement or something else, that like an image, to help them take action. So these analytics sites will also tell you what page your customers go to after that. Okay, if they come to your website on your homepage or any page within your website that they land on, and you know what action statement you want them to take. Okay, so that's the second step that you want to have them take. Well, the analytics system is going to tell you that path that they take. And you know that things are working, you know, with your value proposition, and it's converting if they take the action steps that you want them to take. Okay? If you want them to buy your product, well, then you want them to click on the button that says order now, and then it will take them to the next page, which is the checkout page if it's an e-commerce site. If it's a page where it downloads and presents them to ask them to download something, then the next page would be a thank you page, you know, and that would give them access to downloading that product or downloading the ebook or something that you gave them. Okay, so the analytics system will help you understand the if the customer is taking the right path that you want them to take, and if your value proposition statement is actually doing what it's supposed to do, is helping them gain clarity and take action. So what I would always recommend doing is always have at least two pages that you're testing this on that you're having people go to. And I'll show you how to get people there, at least one of the major aspects of it. But I would have two versions of your home page, okay, or two versions of a specific page that you want to test out. Okay, that you're always rotating through, and then you'll look at the data and say, okay, version B had 213 people come to it, and version A had, you know, 200 people come to it, and version B had, you know, 30% more people take action compared to the previous one, which was 10%. Okay, and why is that difference? Well, it's probably because, you know, you can look at the headlines and see what's the difference, and obviously run with the one that has the better outcome. Okay, and then you would the second go-around that you start testing would be, okay, you keep the winner, and then you drop the loser, and you replace the loser one with one that is going to compete with the winner, okay? So you always go through this rotation every, you know, depending on the data here. And there's a term that's called a statistical significance, kind of tongue twister. So statistical significance, if there's enough information, such as, you know, at least 300 clicks or, you know, at least 300 people or so coming to the page, and the Google Analytics has told you, okay, this is how many people came here and this is how many people took action, that's enough information, you know, to be able to tell you something important, instead of the opposite, which would be, hey, there's only three people that came to the website. That's just not enough information to be able to use to make an educated decision. Okay, so there needs to be enough information to use to make those educated decisions before you change anything on your, you know, the second go around with your value proposition. Okay. Okay. Now, the how do you go about quickly testing this? Okay, your value proposition. So, pay per click is by far one of the, you know, cheapest and fastest ways of going about doing it. And the reason why I say cheap is because if you were to compare it to the time involved with other methods and the cost involved with other methods, I mean, relatively speaking, you're not going to have to fork out a ton of money doing it through pay-per-click advertising. Okay, and it's a super fast way of getting feedback. So it's a fast and cheap way to go about it. You know, you can use Google AdWords. Okay, you can go to adwords.google.com, or you can go to Facebook advertising. Those two websites right there, Google and Facebook, are the two most popular websites in the world. They have millions to billions of views every single month. And so, you know, those advertising sites allow you to present your messages in front of, I mean, tons and tons of people really fast. I mean, within the next few hours, you can present your message in front of tons and tons of people and establish a low cost of what you would be willing to pay, you know, for each click. And with this purpose, you're just testing out your headlines. Okay, you're testing out the message that you're presenting to see which ones people respond to quicker and more consistently. So it's a very fast and powerful way of getting excellent feedback without having to wait months and months and months. Okay. So basically what you do is you would split test the ads. Okay, you always have at least two ads that are rotating with different value propositions on them. You're targeting the same customer. Okay, and the ad with a higher click-through rate, okay, if advertisement number one and advertisement number two, if 30% more people clicked on ad one than number two, then you know which one is obviously the better attention grabber and
sure.
interest generator. Okay, although it doesn't necessarily mean that higher sales are going to happen, it just means that right now you're testing out the value proposition statement, the message. Okay. So, you know, sending the traffic to corresponding landing pages and testing those conversions is the next step. So, very first phase is you're testing out your message and what resonates best with your audience. Okay, if you're not speaking with people in person and you're not getting a lot of information from them on a consistent basis, then you got to get information from people faster.
Sure.
Okay, and like I said, one of the fastest ways is just to, you know, set aside $100 or so and do some paid advertising and get your message out there and have people tell you, oh, okay, this is what they like most. Okay, then you don't have to guess anymore. You just run with the one that people tell you. You're not coming up with the feedback. People are telling you, yes, I like that one. And the reason why they like it is because they clicked on it more. Okay? Okay, awesome. Well, that pretty much wraps things up here for today's graduate call. And so let's go over any questions that you may have. I hear a few people here as well, so I'll unmute it. And so go ahead and you have any questions there? And one of the brief things while you're thinking there is on the paid advertising, some of the other sites to consider, it's not just Google and Facebook, but those are obviously two huge sites. There's also Bing, B-I-N-G, ads. And you can do pay-per-click through that site too. And 7Search, so 7, the number 7, and search, S-E-A-R-C-H.com. You know, those are other two lower-cost search traffic portals that you can go through to test your ads and get feedback really fast from people. So,
okay.
Well, hopefully this has been. Do you have any questions?
No. Nope.
You're good. Okay. Well, cool. Well, I appreciate you being on here. And this call will be, it's been recorded. It'll be put inside of the Success Center, and you can access that. And then the notes will be accessible on the e-commerce blog at prospering.com/blog/e-commerce. And once again, thanks for your time, and have a wonderful day.